Garrett Wilson's cut day week is a week in which nothing was decided about him, which, for a player of his standing, is the whole story. The team's August 30th transaction page from Eric Allen and Amanda Vogt carries 25 waived players, 4 released, 3 waived injured, and 6 reserve list moves, and Wilson appears on none of them. The same page counts 6 receivers on the initial 53. That is the shape of his week. Nothing happened to him, and a lot happened around him. The one item in the window that is about Wilson rather than his room is a practice line. In Tuesday's session, per the team's report from Amanda Vogt and Eric Allen, Geno Smith didn't have many incompletions over the 3 team periods, and his favorite targets were Adonai Mitchell with 6 receptions, Wilson with 5, and rookie Omar Cooper Jr. with 4. A starter catching 5 in a team period is not news. It is the absence of anything else that is. The prior episode asked whether Wilson would get a series with Geno Smith in the preseason finale. The answer is no, and it is structural rather than about him. Smith did not play at all. The Jets played the finale with most of their starters on the sideline. Rookie Cade Klubnik started and played the full first half of a 23-6 loss to the Giants, and Wilson is not named anywhere in the team's recap. The second half of the watch line got a full answer. The rotation behind him was trimmed hard. Quincy Skinner Jr., Junior Bergen, Malik McLean, and Cam Camper were all waived per the team's ledger, and Connor Long at Jets X-Factor flags veteran Tim Patrick as one of 3 Jets most at risk of losing his spot if the team is awarded waiver claims. The Jets hold the number 2 waiver priority, per Devin Platana at Jets on SI, and waivers had not cleared as of Monday. The June Red called Wilson the rare simple case, a 3-time 1,000-yard receiver whose target volume is bankable regardless of quarterback, with the ceiling gated by the passing situation around him. Nothing this week touched any of it. The one change in that passing situation is behind the starter. Smith's backup is now a 4th-round rookie alone, with Bailey Zapp released and Brady Cook waived per Long and the team's page. A quiet week for a volume-proof receiver is not news, and we are not going to manufacture any. We'll pick him back up when there's a real game to read. Data via NFL Verse.